السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. In the previous session I mentioned ways of empowering, strengthening and unifying our families, maintaining them, keeping them strong and healthy, keeping the spirit of togetherness, the spirit of harmony, the spirit of respect in our families. This is not an easy task. A family that respects each other, the members of that family respect each other, this is the best family. A family where the members of it, they understand each other. They understand each other. This is the best family. But how do we do that? Why do we see some families among us are very successful, very thriving? Others are collapsing. Why? Does God want them to do so? This is only God's will, not our will. Definitely our will too. It is our will. God says, whatever you choose, I'm going to support you. So I mentioned two important elements of keeping the family strong, healthy, and together. One of them was a good way of communicating with each other. We have to establish a good system of communication at home. How do we communicate? What do we say? When do we speak to each other? When is the best time to speak to each other? We have to choose the prime times, the best times. We have to understand each other. We have to listen to each other. وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ. A smart person, a successful person is the one who not only speaks but listens too. He knows how to listen. He knows how to listen to others. We must learn. When someone has a grievance, when someone is being troubled in his or her life, how we listen to them, accommodate them. 90% of the problem is solved when you are able to listen to the other side, when you are willing to listen. So this is the first method, communication. Dialogue. I mentioned last week, one of the dangers that we are experiencing nowadays, the whole world is experiencing, our families, everywhere, is the new technology that brought us these gadgets, these phones, and we are always busy with them. Rather than speaking to each other one-on-one basis, we speak to these systems. We forget about each other. So that was number one. We have to establish a strong system of healthy, positive communication at home. We need to speak to each other. The children have to speak to their parents. Parents have to speak to their children. Husband and wife have to speak to each other. Don't say, I have no time for you. This is not an excuse. Your job in America, your job in this life, is to preserve your family, is to strengthen your family, is to make your family a model for the rest of the society. This is number one. Number two, mediation. Not meditation, huh? Mediation. And positive intervention. Sometimes we have misunderstanding between the couples. Where do we go? Some people choose to dial 911. They taught them since they were kids, whenever you have a problem at home, just dial 911. But this is not the way. This is not the solution. 911 cannot help me, cannot help you. Even marriage counselor, even the judge who's sitting on the bench cannot help you with your marital problem. Because the judge himself, maybe he's a divorcee. So he cannot provide you with the right solution. 911 is not the solution. We need the positive intervention of wise people, of pious people, righteous people, experienced people. In the past, they used to tell us only the elders. But not necessarily. Sometimes the elders, they don't do good. The youngers, they do better. Sometimes. So that person could be an elder, could be a younger, could be a professional, could be an uncle, could be a neighbor. A person who has wisdom, has experience, and he's not biased. To intervene, to bring the hearts together. Imam Ali alayhi salam said on his deathbed, better than spending your time in the mustahab, recommended prayers and fasting, save that time to intervene and bring hearts together. Spend your time, your energy, do your mandatory prayers. But then, if you have more time to invest in bringing families together, reconciling between human hearts. Two brothers are not speaking to each other, go spend your time. Two couples are not speaking to each other, go spend your time there. Bring them together. Bring tafahum, reconciliation, understanding and peace between these two hearts. This is the sunnah, the tradition of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islahu dhatil bayn. It's named in Arabic, Islahu dhatil bayn. Bringing peace, islah, reforms. Between friends, between relatives, between family members, between neighbors, islahu dhatil bayn. Fix this problem. That is number two. And tonight let me speak about the third element of how do we strengthen and maintain our families. We have a phenomenon. We see an increasing number of our young generations leaving their families and their homes, leaving their parents, and staying somewhere else. Not leaving peacefully. Sometimes someone, he leaves because of his school, because of his job. I'm speaking about when there is a conflict, when there is a dispute, when there is a misunderstanding. They leave. Some parents come to me and say, my son left his home, left us, left his mother, and he's living with his girlfriend because he doesn't like us. Sometimes it happens the girl leaves her family's, her parents' home, and she lives with someone else. So they complain about this. This is happening in our society, in the Islamic society, in the Muslim community. What do we do? Of course, it is wrong to leave your parents' home, but some of them, some of those kids who deserted and abandoned their homes are right. They are right. Why? Because their parents could not cater for them. Their parents were not listening to them. Some of the parents here in America, they say either my way or the highway. If you don't listen to me, to my cultural baggage that I brought from Karachi, from Kabul, from Tehran, from Baghdad, from Cairo, from this, from that, then you are not a member of the family. This is not right, my friends. This is not right. This is not right. You are going to lose the dearest person in your life, the closest person to you, your son and your daughter. This is not right. A good father is an accommodating father, an accommodating mother. We have to know how to accommodate our children. They don't have to follow our tradition 100%. They don't have to. They were raised differently. They went to different schools, different universities, different culture, different system, different life. They don't have to follow us 100%. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Maintain the respect between you and your children. Let them respect you. Give them some freedom. Try to understand them. The young generation in this country, they face many challenges, especially the girls in this country. There is a lot of burden on them. Let's understand them. Let's have some sort of tolerance. If you cannot tolerate your son, who are you going to tolerate? Who else? Your son, your daughter is the closest person, the closest people to you. So we have to understand them. We have. A son and a daughter who do not find love at home, they try to seek it outside. When they don't find accommodation, spiritual, emotional accommodation and attention at home, they will go somewhere else. They search for it somewhere else. So don't blame them. Blame yourself. When they come to me, they don't tell me what they did to them. All what they say, my daughter, she ran away from family. Why she run away? Can a sane person in this society run away from a good home? No, unless there is something serious happening. You have to face it. Ask yourself, what happened? Why they left home? Why they left home? Ask yourself the question. And many of the parents, they know the answer, but they don't want to admit. They do not want to admit the answer. So let's try to understand our children. Each human being in this life, male or female, young or old, they search for love. They search for care. They search for attention. They search for hanan, compassion. This is how we go about our life. If there is no love, no compassion, then this is a desert. It's a drought. We cannot tolerate that. We need love, we need attention, we need care, we need beauty. So when these things are missing at home, people try to seek them outside. Maybe they go to the wrong person. And in many cases, they go to the wrong person. But because they are desperate. Desperate for attention. So let's encourage them. Let's keep them at home. Let's accommodate them. Let's have a bigger heart for our young ones. Let's not lose them forever. This is our responsibility. Our responsibility is to learn the art of keeping our children at home, with us, on our side, not against us. My friends, the Holy Quran has a beautiful verse. All the verses in the Quran are beautiful, but this is very capturing. It addresses Bani Israel. It says to the Prophet, we said to Bani Israel, the Israelites, وَاجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً. Make your homes, your dwellings, قِبْلَةً. What does قِبْلَةً mean? قِبْلَةً, it could mean this one, this direction. The direction to Mecca. This is the simplest meaning of قِبْلَةً. But God has something else to say, deeper than only the physical direction. God was still telling the children of Israel that I want you, your homes, to be directed and connected towards God, not just physical direction. Physical direction is easy, but your heart has to be connected with God too. What does it mean, connected with God? Your heart has to be connected with God's mercy, God's compassion, God's patience. God is very patient. Ya asbar as-sabirin. Who's more patient than God? So make your families and your home center for compassion and tolerance and patience and love and genuine care so you don't lose your families. How many people I know, they pray. They pray 5 times a day. They never miss any prayers, but they do not know how to deal with their children. Their children are lost. They don't miss their fasting. They don't miss any religious obligation. But when it comes to accommodating their children, they fail. So their homes are not qibla. Their homes are not, though they pray 5 times a day, and sometimes they pray with their children, but they do not know how to attract, how to accommodate, how to speak even with their children. This is why they lose their children. And the biggest danger, that when you get old, as a father, as a mother, and then you don't find your children with you. Your children, who are 40 years old, probably 50 years old, 60 years old, they are not with you because they are frustrated. They have bad experiences with their parents. They don't stay with you. And in this country, it happens. Maybe in back home, out of embarrassment, cultural embarrassment, it doesn't happen. They get stuck with you in the same house. In America, it happens. They leave you. They abandon you. Blame yourself for that. Ask yourself, what did I do? And before it is too late, try to accommodate your children. Try to be a good teacher. A teacher, a father, a mentor is patient. Number one is patient. If you don't have patience, you will fail. I said this last night. If we don't have patience, we will fail in this life. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to fail. Whatever. Any project you do, any job you take, any role you take, you have to be patient. If you are not patient, you lose your family, and ultimately you lose yourself. I will mention the fourth element, inshallah, in the future. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين